Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Chronicles of Nannia, a nanny resource podcast made for nannies by me, a nanny. I am your host, Martha Reddick, and this week it is just me. I ran into some technical difficulties with the internet going out for me this week, so I didn't want to leave you without an episode, so I am going to record a miniature episode, or a little one, if you will, about Spy Day and all the different things that you can do to create a day based around being a spy. I don't know about where you are listening, but in Chicago, we had a very long winter. It seemed to go on forever, and now it's suddenly changed gears into full-on summer here. And so having been trapped inside during winter for a lot of it, and then now if we have a rainy day, it's almost painful how much all of us want to get outside. So this is an activity that you can do completely indoors. You can go outdoors if you want, but you can do it completely indoors, which is helpful to make those rainy day blues slightly better when you have been stuck inside and you desperately want to get outside. You can use a Spy Day activity to help chase away those rainy day blues. So the supplies that you will need paper and a pen, or you can use lemon juice to write and then apply heat. So you won't be able to see the lemon juice when it's just that, but if you apply heat, then you will be able to see the lemon juice, which is kind of a cool science experiment. So maybe some lemon juice. And then you can also get at the dollar store, is where I have found these before. You can get Groucho Marx glasses, so those big glasses with the nose on it and the mustache. You can also get, they have like coding, not coding for a computer, but writing in a code. They have little flip books of that that I have found at the dollar store before. Sometimes they have magnifying glasses. If you want to give your kids a magnifying glass, help them feel official, like they're a detective or a spy. And then sometimes they have fake badges and things like that that you can get for a dollar, which is nice because you will probably do this one day. Maybe they'll love it and you'll set up a couple different spy days. But so lemon juice probably from the store, and then from a dollar store or Family Dollar, places like that, you can pick up disguise wear, or like some costume pieces, coding, a magnifying glass. Just look around, see what you can find. And then the other thing that you will need is either red string, yarn, or ribbon. So any of those will work, but I have found that red is the best color for the purposes that we will be using it for during this activity. So once you get all those supplies, I have been lucky enough to often have a position where I arrive to the house before I pick the kids up from school, from a preschool or a daycare or something like that. So I have been able to kind of get everything set up. I get to work a little bit early on these days, and I get everything set up for the kids so that when they do get home from school, that it's ready to go. You can also do this in a way that the kids help you set it up, and then they get to run through it. And with younger kids who are probably the ones that are home with you, that is a good way to help explain it as you go, because as they're helping you set up, you'll be talking about what the activity will be. And then as they do it, they will have at least heard how to complete that activity successfully at least once before. So you're helping set them up for success in that way. So I usually do between 3 to 6 clues. One of my most successful methods of doing this is I had almost like a Blues Clues of we were finding the parts for the activity at the end. So each clue was on an ingredient of cookies. So our activity at the end was going to be baking cookies, but they didn't know that at the beginning. And so I had a bag of chocolate chips and then a clue attached to that in one room. And then I had some vegetable oil in a different room, and some flour and some sugar, and then milk and eggs were in the fridge. And so they collected all the ingredients as they went through their spy training or spy day. So some things that you can do to help hide the clues are you can write riddles. So you know the household, you know like lingo for the room. So the place where your sister's diapers are changed is where you will find the next clue arranged, however you want to say. If you need some help, you can type in riddles on Google and some ideas will come up. But things like that and putting that personal touch on it is really cool. It helps the kids feel seen and heard, and it just puts this nice personal touch on it. So you can set up sometimes for younger children. So we'll start with the younger children. I will set up like a path of playing cards that marks where they are going to walk to get to the next clue so that they don't have to read. They don't have to, solve anything really. They're just following a path and they're picking up the cards as they go. So that also helps with cleanup, and they love collecting things. And so that's really nice. And so when they get to the end of the card trail, the next clue will be there. And the next clue will then lead them to the next room. So sometimes if it's, like if the first clue led to their bedroom, and then I will maybe put like the TV remote in there, and a picture attached to the back of it that says where the next clue is. So it's hard. It is hard to talk you through exactly what to do because it depends on the household that you're working in. But you want to arrange it so there's 3 to 6 points that they're aiming to get to, and there's an obstacle in the way before each point. So a really fun and cool obstacle that can be in the way is the laser beam hallway. And this is good for, I have found, for any age. I mean, I still enjoy a good laser beam hallway. So how you do this is in a hallway, you take that red yarn, string, or ribbon that you got, and you crisscross it through the hallway to make it look like laser beams. And then each child has to make their way down the hallway without touching any of the string. You can, if you have the resources and time, potentially attach bells to it. So like little bells, so that if they touch one of the strings, the bell rings and they know that they need to start over. Or, and this is what I usually choose to do, you can stand and watch them. And if they hit one of the strings with a part of their body, then you make a very loud alarm sound and then encourage them to come back and start over. So, and again, you know your kids, you know their physical ability level, set it up so that it's challenging but not impossible. And this one's also fun because multiple age levels can enjoy trying to make it down a hallway without touching any of the laser beams. And you then can reconfigure it and do it over again if they are into it and having fun. So once they make it down the hallway, usually the clue is at the end of that because it can be discouraging if they made it all the way down there and then there's a new obstacle. So that laser beam hallway is one of the obstacles in the way. Another thing that I have often done is the clues, to get the next clue, they have to dress up in some sort of disguise. So I've said that to get the next clue, only a princess can get the next clue, or only a cowboy can get the next clue, or only a pilot can get the next clue, whatever, you know, what kind of costumes they have. Or you can set it up where they have to put on those Groucho Marx glasses and change their voice and things like that to try to get the next clue from you, which is very silly and fun. And that's one of my personal favorite parts of Spy Day. So, and then another really nice thing about Spy Day is that you're all working together. So once you've set it up for the kids and they can, like I said, they can help you set it up with you, because I think that's also really fun. Once they've set it up, then I often will play along with them. So certainly not saying, oh, this is the answer, but encouraging them and supervising as they go through. But I will go down the laser beam hallway as well and have them watch me. And if I touch one of the strings, then I start over too. And it can be really, really fun, and it's teamwork, and you're all working to get to the end together, which is really lovely when you do reach the end. So yeah, and there's, like I said, there's lots of different ways to write the clues so that they're tricky. So you can do lemon juice and apply heat. You can write it in a coded way so that every number represents a letter of the alphabet, which helps with reading and writing for those school-age kids or early school-age kids. Or for smaller children, you can have a pattern and they have to figure out the end of the pattern. So, you know, yellow, green, blue, what would come next? And once they figured that out, you can hand them the next clue. Things like that are really fun and educational, and it's a way to chase away those rainy day blues or winter blues if you're in a part of our world that you guys are just getting into winter. So if you have any questions or suggestions of indoor activities or something that you've done that's Spy Day related that you have had great success with, I would love to hear about it. You can write in to chroniclesofnania@gmail.com. I will be putting pictures up this week on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter of the Spy Day that I have done, at least one of them I know that I have pictures from. and have permission to post. And so you can look there for pictures of that activity. And yes! So we end each episode with a funny story or quote. And mine actually goes along with a picture. So you will have to check out the Instagram or Facebook, The Chronicles of Nania. And Nania is spelled N-A-N-N-Y-A. To see the picture that goes along with this. But I took my nanny kids over for a play date, and one of the kids that was at this play date was older, and she did not necessarily want to play what all the quote-unquote little kids were playing, so she decided that she was going to draw, and she says to me, "Martha, can I draw you? Will you hold still?" And I said, "Sure, you can draw me." And so she kind of starts drawing, and then she goes, "So I only know how to draw really big heads, so I drew your head really big. I hope that's okay." And I was like, that is totally fine. And I will post the picture. She did a really good job. She even included my Fitbit that I wear. And so it just reminded me that we are with these kids that really do see us, and it's such a blessing. I love that part of our job, that out of all the jobs in the world, working with kids is the one where you are really seen, and it's really wonderful. So it made me feel very grateful for that fact, that I really felt seen, and she did a really great job, but my head is ginormous in comparison to my body, so, and she warned me. All right, you guys, I have some really cool stuff coming up for you. Again, I'm sorry that this week is a shorter episode with less information, but I wanted to get something out to you, and next week is going to be a great episode. I've got a lot of cool stuff lined up, so I'm excited to share it with you. And thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week.
Chronicles of Nania is produced and hosted by Martha Reddick, artwork by Noni Amadon, theme music by Brad Kemp. Find him at secondbedroomstudio.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Chronicles of Nania, and on Twitter at Nania Podcast. To contact us, email chroniclesofnania@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
This show has been brought to you by Machine Culture.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.